We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Watch us live on Twitch.
Twitch.tv/...
We interrupt Merlone and Fourier for this apology.
Why do we apologize to Boston sports fans or sports fans anyway? They should be apologizing to us.
Sorry to put you through it.
Sorry.
I have boobs. Sorry.
I know, Danielle. I'm sorry.
As there's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos, it will be a home run.
Sorry, my microphone went out there, Coach.
My apologize.
We recorded an interview. I'm sorry, I'm going to do that again.
Sorry. But that's...
All right, we like good apologies of the day, don't we? People just feel bad.
I do.
They want to apologize, hurt some feelings, things like that. So how about Dak Prescott?
So what about him?
After that game that they lost to the San Francisco 49ers, in which he screwed up. So we took to the podium, and one media member, we'll run it back first, one media member asked him how we felt about fans throwing objects down the field that actually hit his teammates. This is what it sounded like.
I understand fans and the word fan for fanatic, I get that, but to know everything that we put into this day in and day out, try our hardest for people to react that way when you're supposed to be a supporter and be with us through thick and thin, that's tough.
I think they're aiming at the referees.
Yeah, they were at the referees. Well,
credit to them then.
So credit to them then for throwing things at the referees.
So he shamed them and then he praised them.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, shame and then praise. Well, Dak took to Twitter and guess what?
Why? What?
I deeply regret the comments I made regarding the officials after the game on Sunday. I was caught up in the emotion of a disappointing loss and my words were uncalled for and unfair. I hold the NFL officials in the highest regard and have always respected their professionalism and the difficulty of their jobs. The safety of everyone who attends a game or participates on the field of a sporting event is a very serious matter. That was a mistake on my behalf, and I am sorry.
Oh, jeez. You don't need to. Here's the thing. You never need to apologize to the officials. They're a-holes.
You don't like officials.
I hate officials.
Has anything to do with the Bishop Fien?
Oh, yeah, it may have something to do with what happened last night, okay?
Bishop Fenwick.
Like, this is just one particular
women's
play.
Listen,
Fenwick earned the win. I'm not going to take it away from them.
Is it true that you were taken out in handcuffs?
I almost was. There was one play in particular that really kind of made me irritated, especially at the end of the game, but no.
Did your daughter happen to get in foul trouble or something?
She may or may not have gotten in foul. It may have not been at fault. I don't know. All I know is that they have too much power and influence on the game, and when they screw up, you should be allowed to run out on the court or field, depending on where you're at, grab them by their hair, drag them out, and throw them in a trash can. I'm just saying. Like, I feel like that should be, you know, part of the game plan. Like, it's like Thunderdome. You screw up, you're going in the cage.
Well, this wasn't the only apology. And I want to say this is an apology, but I'm not so sure it was. So, actually, you know what? In a way, I kind of respect the truth, you know, from the NBA. We've been dealing with it for a while now, and Ennis Freedom has been calling them out left and right about China and what goes on over there and caring about human rights, not just in this country, but all around the world. Which is something that I think, you know, people talk about all the time. The question is, do they really mean it? And in the NBA, we've seen an awful lot where really it's all about the money. We saw that with Daryl Morey, I believe it was,
yep,
at the time, talking about freeing Hong Kong, and everybody jumped down his throat, including LeBron James, who had his new movie coming out and a huge sneaker deal in China, and basically said Daryl Morey needs to educate himself, and Freedom has gone after him many, many times. Well, sometimes the truth just kind of comes out of nowhere. And which means I bring you to, I'm going to try to pronounce this correctly.
Come on.
Shymuth Polyhabitaya.
Close. That's actually pretty good.
I think it kind of is.
That's excellent.
Now, minority owner of the Golden State Warriors. He was in the All In podcast. And when the topic of Uyghurs, the Uyghur genocide in China came up, this was his response.
Nobody cares about nobody cares about what's happening to the Uyghurs, okay? You bring it up because you really care, and I think that's nice that you care. The rest of us don't care. I'm just telling you a very hard...
Wait, you're saying you personally don't care?
I'm telling you a very hard, ugly truth, okay? Of all the things that I care about, yes, it is below my line, okay? Of all the things that I care about, it is below my line.
Disappointing.
Ooh, okay. Wow. All right. Wow. Hey, well, at least he's honest. The hard truth. You got it.
I mean, that I'm serious. Like the hard, you get the hard truth.
You
there was a moment of truth there.
Could care
the
less.
The reality is that they don't care.
It is below my line.
He's speaking for all of them too, by the way.
That's what I mean. Yeah. All of them. So this obviously got a ton of attention. So my man goes on Twitter and tries to clarify. And you tell me if he does. In re-listening to this week's podcast, I recognize that I came across as lacking empathy. Mm. I acknowledge that entirely. Well, that's nice. As a refugee, my family fled a country. Now, this is where he kind of tries to shame you.
Yes, yeah. Thank you for bringing it up.
I'm a refugee.
This is the anatomy of an apology.
I can say this because I'm a refugee.
Yeah.
But as a refugee, my family fled a country with its own set of human rights issues. Which okay,
this is all. Hold on. You go from an apology to a lie.
Right.
No, and I'm not you, but as you're reading this,
I don't know. Maybe
it merges. It merges into a lie.
But
keep going.
It might have fled from a country with human rights issues.
I'm not saying that's the lie.
But
part.
Wouldn't that make you care about other countries and
that's
their human rights
point.
Issues? That you dealt with it. He goes on. So this is something that is very much part of my lived experience.
Lie. He's not living any. What kind of experience of this is he living? He owns an NBA team.
Well, his family might have come over and he might have, you know, done something with his life. I get it. But if you've lived that experience and you've gone from the country that you fled and now you come out because you're an American, you've made it. You're like, yeah, I don't really care about the Uyghurs. I don't care about the genocide over in China. He says, to be clear, my belief is that human rights matter, whether in China, the United States or elsewhere. Full stop.
Wait, did he add it full stop?
I guess.
Is that part of like a new
this
Twitter apology? Like, what does that mean?
This is like emphasize or, you know.
It's basically saying like, let me be clear.
Read verbatim.
Like a hardo version.
Oh, it's like his version of an exclamation point.
So I don't know. I thought he made it perfectly clear how he feels about the Uyghur human rights and genocide in China. Perfectly clear. But he says, to be clear, my belief is that human rights matter, whether in China or the United States or elsewhere. Lies. No, you don't. You get caught in a moment of truth. You don't care at all. Minority owner of the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah.
Like, pathetic.
It's like, amazing.
Pathetic.
Full stop. I don't care. No, it's below his line. Like, I honestly, God, like, on one hand, I'm like, well, just thank you for admitting it.
Wow.
Thank you for admitting it. It's like the entire NBA owners alike, players alike, they all know what's at stake. And below their line is they're not going to allow their money to go below that line. That, to me, that's the reality of it.
Jeez. Even the so-called apology, I don't...
Is it an apology, though?
I don't know.
Did he say, hold on, to be clear,
my belief is that human rights matter whether in China or the United States or elsewhere. Just to be clear. Can I just hear it again real quick? Just because to be clear. So he said at the end, to be clear, my belief is that human rights matter whether in China, the United States or elsewhere. This is what he said. I think I got it.
Which is you should be talking about human rights and Hong Kong should be talking about in Saudi Arabia and should be talking about
problem.
In China. Okay. And not my problem is the problem right now.
Not my problem.
I believe that's part of the problem right now. You said it. You said it perfectly, Chamath. People don't care about human rights anymore. There's a large group of people, I agree with you, who do not care about human rights the way
we
did.
I think they care about the local version of human rights.
Fine. Yeah. And I think you need to care about all of them and talk about all of them at the same time.
The international adventurism around human rights, I don't support in the least. And I feel that a lot of this stuff is like the tip of the spear of people who then get morally absolute and say, we have to fix this. And the only solution is to invade these countries. And instead, I would just rather them, if they really care about it, let them stand up and do what they need to do. I think we need to fix our own backyard.
Jeez. Well, that part I like.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, there's some things. There's some
in his
things
statement,
in that last...
he believes in human rights, whether it's in China, United States, or elsewhere. He makes it perfectly clear he doesn't give a rat's ass about human rights outside of local.
Okay, of all the things that I care about, it is below my line.
See, I do think in the last clip that we played, he's like, listen, I get it. There's issues, but can we just take care of our own backyard? Like, why is that? Why should he be shamed for caring less about what's going on 20,000 miles away as opposed to what's going on in the United States.
Because it's not a contest. Who suffers more?
No, like, no, no, I'm just saying. I know, but
the head if you're looking at it the way this guy does.
I know, but okay, so he, but you do care about other things more than others, right? Like,
yes,
you do have to prioritize your time.
But he made it perfectly clear what he cares about. And then he realized, and someone got to him, and we'll see what the league does. I don't know if anything.
They'll do nothing.
They'll do absolutely nothing.
They will do absolutely
nothing. He made
nothing.
It perfectly 100% crystal clear how he feels. And then he tried to come out later and says, to be clear,
full
my
stop.
Beliefs that human rights matter, whether in China, United States, or elsewhere. No, you don't.
Full stop.
No, you don't.
Why don't
care.
You say full stop?
You've already said it.
I think you should say full stop.
Verbatim.
To every break.
Read verbatim.
As soon as we're done, when I'm done with my point, I'm going to say full stop for the next 2 hours.
All right, so we'll move on then.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.